in general, the industrial production and agricultural productions are most affected by this. Among all of these things, I think the industrial production probably would recover once the bad weather is over. But I think the agricultural production will be affected, and the summer crops in China probably will see a significant damage, given that one-tenth of the Chinese farming land were affected by this snowstorm.
One-tenth of the farming land. I mean, think of the acreage there. And we're also getting reports that it's not just the crops out in the open, that greenhouses are collapsing and that smaller barns are buckling under the weight of this snow. This is in areas that don't normally see this kind of weather, isn't it?
Well, this is not the biggest snowstorm in China, but definitely this is the worst snowstorms in China's modern history. The reason is the snowstorms came to southern China, south of the Yangtze River area. These areas rarely see any snow, and this time we're seeing about 20 to 60 centimeters of snow coming in a couple of weeks. And the situation is still developing. This might not be the end yet.
What do you think this will mean for the price of food then, especially for vegetable crops, for example?
There are two elements of that. One is the short term. When the bad weather comes, the food prices go up. We're already seeing about 7 to 10% of food prices going up in many cities in China. But that's kind of a bad weather induced. The other part of that will be the long term. In the area that, because of the food supply, will be damaged at least for this year, so that the food prices, which has been a major factor behind China's inflation, will continue to go up. This will add lots of pressure to the Chinese government, and this also might have some implications to the global grain market.
Let's talk briefly here, we're almost out of time, about the implications for the economy as a whole. I mean, China's been on a 30-year reform program to make it this export powerhouse, but it's really very fragile in some ways, and this is another example highlighting that. I can remember the diesel fuel shortages just a few months ago that pointed that out, but this seems to be even more dramatic.
Well, bad weather happens here and there, and that alone doesn't have anything to do with China's reform process. So when we have the hurricane in the U.S., we probably have the similar kind of impact. Where this matters is the Chinese economy is in overheating situation, the government trying to hit the brake, and now with inflation going up, food supply going down, and the power shortages, these things could affect the Chinese decision makers' mindset.